Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, continues now. It is the broadcast for October 31st in the year of our Lord, 2019. This is hour two of two. What is it, Halloween Eve Day? That's right, hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Our guest, better late than ever. I was supposed to have him on last hour, and I'm just dropping the ball everywhere because it's all Halloween, and I'm all scared of black people, and it's just kind of crazy, so I just can't help myself. Michelle just scared me right to the very core. If you don't know what I'm talking about, listen to last hour. It'll be up in a little bit. LibertyRoundtable.com to spread the word. Kirk Crosby's with me. Welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
Kurt, that's not a traditional white greeting there, buddy. You're kind of scaring me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah, good point.
Yeah. Brian Rust, Rust, Quinn, and Gift with us. Over the past 50 years, Rust, Quinn, and Gift has been working to educate customers about precious metals and more. RustQuinnAndGift.com to learn more. Hi, Brian.
How are you? Good to be with you.
Phenomenal, sir. How you doing? You ready for Halloween?
Yeah. Give out some candy. Get these kids bouncing off the walls.
Oh, heck yeah, man. Nothing like it. Nothing like it. Kurt's going to give them honey sticks.
American way, baby.
Yeah. All right, what's gold sitting at right now for Halloween?
Gold's sitting at 1509.
1509?
Correct.
And it was, what was it before, 1502 last time we talked?
Yeah, well, a couple weeks ago it was 1489, so it's up about $20.
1509. So let's see, $1,509?
Right.
How many cents?
Yep. Right now, just sitting right at even.
Wow, 1509 even. There you go. All right, what's silver at?
Yep. Silver's at 1814.
That's up too, isn't it?
Yep, up probably another 50 cents or so from a couple weeks ago.
All right, was it 18, what again?
14.
1814. There you have it. Is that just Brock mad at Donald for ruining the economy? Is that what's going on here?
Probably. Well, yeah, that's one thought. I mean, there's so many thoughts. You know, I think our economy is slowing, and most people are unaware that it's slowing just because of all the media and the impeachment. And if it's not the impeachment, it's something else. I mean, it seems like when something dies down, boy, there's bigger flames around the corner. And sorry to, I guess, say flames based on the California fires. That's not a good thing.
Hey, Brian, do you just run in horror when a black person walks into your coin shop?
No.
No? You're all cool with it? You don't think they're there to just, take you out?
No. I played golf the other day, here a month ago, with a great guy.
Were you shaking and just
awesome.
Shivering?
No, he was awesome.
Who won?
I think we're pretty even, actually. He won a few holes. I won a few holes. And we both shanked some balls left and right. A little military golf, left, right. We both did that. So, yeah, it was good.
All right. Kurt, are you okay with all this going on? Just normal people living together normally and working together as God's children to make the world a better place?
Man, I think that sure messes up Michelle Obama.
Maybe Brian should come with me to debate Michelle.
Mm-hmm. Let's go.
I'm just saying, it's just amazing how the world that I live in and the world these people live in seem like just we're on different planets, Brian.
Yeah.
Well, really? I mean, isn't that true, though? I mean, when was the last time you saw a black person and you're just like, oh my gosh, I'm just super scared right now? I don't know that I can even remember a time.
Don't. No, I don't. I would say
that's never happened in your lifetime, Sam.
No. I'm not even scared when I go in the hood.
That's right. You know, you spent time in the, Oakland, wasn't it?
Now, I've been in the hood plenty of times in my day, man. I'm not afraid, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they might say, well, Sam, you ain't got what's coming yet. Well, then would that be a reason for me to be afraid if they said that, Kurt?
Good point.
Yeah. See, just kind of
bad guys do bad things. It's bad.
Mm-hmm. All right. Well, Donald J. Trump Jr. Jr., Kurt, is kind of throwing down the... whatever you call it, I guess he's writing a, he just wrote a book. It's called Triggered. How the Left Thrives on Hate and Wants to Silence Us. It's going to be a hardcover. It's going to come out November the 5th, 2019. So on what election day it's going to roll out, Kurt, there for you. Triggered. What do you think of that?
Well, that's this year. That's in just a few days.
Yes, sir. November that's right. 5th, it's coming out right away.
Oh, and that's election day for somebody, I guess. I don't know. If it's, but,
well, November 5th is typically called election day. Even if it's an off year, there's elections somewhere. And so it's just, it's
considered... I always thought it was just whatever that Tuesday was, you know. I didn't know it was the November
what's the 5th, Kurt?
I'm not sure.
Why don't you look that up and figure that out for me, you know?
Yeah,
anyway, it's coming out on the 5th. You know, we'll remember in November. And so I just thought I'd kind of bring that to your attention. You going to get that book called Triggered, Brian?
I'm not familiar with that. My thought that came in my hand, what is Black Friday tied to some of the stuff they're saying? Or?
Hey, man, you can't be mentioning Black Friday like that.
Sorry.
What is up with you?
Black Friday? Or?
Are you just afraid on Black Friday?
just Friday.
I'm afraid on Black Friday. You want to know why? Because people beat people up to get a better deal on a TV and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People push down old ladies and hurt people. Mm-hmm. I'm afraid of that kind of behavior, man.
Well, yeah.
Now, I'm not any more afraid of a black person, you know, takes out an old lady than a white person. I'm afraid of both of them doing that to anybody, especially if it's my mother or my sister or my grandma or my wife or somebody. You know, I don't want that happening to anybody. And I don't, you know, I don't care which color, which is the perpetrator or the victim. I want it to stop.
Yeah.
See how crazy I am?
Me too. I agree.
Wow. Well, while that's going on, just so you know, economic growth is slowing down to 1.9% in the third quarter, sir.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. All kinds of things happening where, you know, and most Americans are caught up in the impeachment and whatever the news, the media wants to throw at us, we kind of lose track of really what's happening or, you know... I think, you know, what is it? I read 44% of all Americans don't make enough money to cover monthly expenses. So, I mean, I would think that would be a bigger talk about and how we can reduce our deficits and our debt and maybe live more.
Well, Brian, the debt's only at $22 trillion right now, buddy. It's nothing.
Yeah. There you go.
I mean, look, compared to the Japan, we're doing okay. We're only like 106% of our GDP. Those guys are like almost 300% of theirs, and they're all cool.
Yeah.
Well. You're just worried about nothing, buddy.
It's Halloween. And yeah.
See, are you worried about any of this, Kurt?
Well, you know, I was going to ask Brian a question since you brought up this whole economy thing, Sam. You know, you got the Federal Reserve that recently, I guess they, you know, cut the rate just a little bit. But during Obama's tenure in the White House, all they did was lower it, lower the interest the whole time. And even got down to, if I remember right, got down to zero. And yet, I don't really think we had much of a booming economy during that time. And yet, it seems like all they've done, the Fed and the complicit media, is to try to ruin anything that could have been going good during this president's administration. Is that how you see it, Brian?
I think you're right. I think that's absolutely right. I mean, you look at, interest, what's supposed to do help kind of... or just kind of get back on track or so on. But it's, you know, maybe stop a recession or, you know, inflation or whatever that, you know, they want to do basically there. But, you know, you look at the test of paper money, does it facilitate real per capita economic growth? And since 71 going off, once we went off the gold standard, basically, you know, more families are two family earners now, both men and women are both working now to make money and so on, and yet they're still, they're not gaining any ground, or you know, the paper money basically hasn't done anything to really stimulate our economy. So, I don't know. It seems to be getting worse and worse and worse. And I think there's, as these bubbles, housing, these things, and debt, and all these things come about, I think we're heading from bursting is what it looks like. And yet, what does our government do? Are they helping us overcome some of these situations, or are they making it worse? And it seems like they're making it worse because they can just print money whenever they want. And so,
now, do you encourage black people to come in and get gold and silver too as a hedge against the inflationary problems we face?
Yeah, I have people that come in and do that.
No, I'm talking about black people, Brian.
Yeah. It's great.
Black people should come in too?
Yeah.
See, everybody, I can't believe you'd say that kind of stuff.
Aren't we all American citizens? Aren't we all God-given?
Well, not all of us. The illegal ones aren't. Just the legal ones. You know what I mean?
That's right. Well, you're right.
All right. I mean, anyway. I just bring that up because it's kind of interesting that, you know, the difference is legal versus illegal. And I would encourage everybody to get more gold and silver as a hedge against the inflationary hidden tax that's abusing us all, and to act as a hedge against the swings of the fake currencies. I'd really recommend that. By the way, I want you guys to know what I'm dressing up for as Halloween, what I'm going to do for Halloween. Should I tell you now or after the break?
After the break.
All right. After the break, you'll find out what I'm going to do for Halloween, man. It's going to be crazy. I'm telling you right now. Hang tight. Sam Kurt and Brian Rust. RustQuentinGift.com on your radio. This is the one and only Liberty Roundtable Live.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Scott Bradley here. Most Americans are painfully aware that the nation is on the wrong track and in dire straits. Unfortunately, most political pundits only nibble around the edges when they claim to address the issues. Even worse, many of the so-called solutions are simply rewarmed servings of what got us into the mess we currently face. And the politicians think we're so gullible and naive that we'll buy their lies that they have reformed and now understand where they led us astray. Unfortunately, the truth of the matter is that they simply wish to continue to hold power. The solution to America's challenges is found in returning to the timeless principles found in the United States Constitution. My book and lecture series will reawaken in Americans an understanding and love of the principles which made this nation the freest, most prosperous, happiest, and most respected nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com and order my book and lectures to begin the restoration of this great nation.
I'm telling you right now, man, I'm going to throw on whiteface, ladies and gentlemen, and I'm going to just roll around Halloween tonight. Just put on whiteface and just get it done. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Put on my white face. You are one evil dude, do it, buddy. Sam.
You want to know why I'm putting on whiteface? Some people say you don't even need
that's
a mask.
That's the face
Sam.
You already got on.
That's right.
That's why you're doing
that. That's exactly right. And I don't see any problem with that. And you know, I don't see any problem with, you know, a lot of times it isn't really trying to put on blackface. Sometimes people dress up as their favorite heroes. Somebody might, a little kid might want to dress up as LeBron, and it might be some white dude running around and thinking it's a great basketball player and it's his hero, not thinking about that he hates blacks or that he's afraid of them or anything. I mean, just imagine what he might give this little kid to spend an hour with LeBron and play some basketball or whatever. And it would be like make the kids just... I mean, it would be like the best birthday present ever for a kid. Of course, they just want to say you're a bigot, see? I don't understand any of that. I think we all ought to be kind to one another. Kurt wants to tell us about an L.A., I guess. L.A.'s $1 billion trophy tower got halted as China pulls back, according to Bloomberg. This is an economic piece we ought to tell you about, and then Brian can respond to this. I don't know what's going on around here, but, man, the economy's booming, and the Chinese are pulling back, Kurt.
Well, I think the Chinese are saying, hey, you know, if you're not going to give us unlimited money, you know, and keep, you know, you're going to kind of call a halt to the con game we've been dealing with you with our trade deals where you just buy like billions and billions and billions from us. And if you want to sell us something, we just charge you out, you know, like crazy taxes and tariffs. President Trump's kind of putting the stops to that. And if I were them, though, I would be thinking, why invest in a place like California? But anyway, that's just my thinking on that.
What's your problem with California, Kurt? Too many minorities over there?
My problem with California is the government, Sam.
You mean it's a big old mecca of socialism?
Well, other than that, it's not so bad, I guess.
Yeah, good point. Just thought that would kind of have an effect on things. What do you think of that, Brian? The Chinese are pulling back, buddy.
Well, yeah. Well, yeah, they probably ought to be pulling back. My question was, that in California, isn't there a lot of Chinese in California and Hispanics? I think there's a lot more, you know. Maybe if and I don't want to say they're illegals. I don't want to say that. I imagine there's probably some there, so on, but maybe they're not tied into the, you know, us as Americans, I guess, what we feel. You know, I think people are moving out. Those are, you know, I don't know if you looked at what race is moving out. I don't know that. Maybe I shouldn't say anything now. That might be a negative thought. So
yeah, man, how dare you?
Yeah, I don't want to be negative. It's kind of
I think the bad guys are moving in and the good people are moving out.
That's a problem,
Sam. And you know, in this story from Bloomberg, it says L.A.'s $1 billion trophy tower halted as China pulls back. Oceanwide Plaza is stuck in limbo as developer seeks loan. Subcontractor wants to press on with lawsuit over unpaid work. And I guess they were saying this was going to be the crown jewels of downtown L.A. Now, like, if you think of, like, where you want to go visit, is downtown L.A. like on your list? But anyway, it's not on my list. But they say, but now this thing's in limbo, plagued by lawsuits from subcontractors and a victim of an ongoing trade dispute between China and the U.S. and a Beijing crackdown on credit and capital flight. Construction, they say, is largely stalled at the three towers of Oceanwide Plaza, across from the Staples Center, where the NBA Lakers and Clippers and the NHL Kings play their home games. You know, bottom line is, at least to me, if I were investors, I'd be finding a more suitable place to go. And as far as I know, you know, they don't say it in here, but you get taxed like incredible amounts in California compared to so many other.
Well, and there's homeless camps everywhere because folks can't afford to pay the rent, and, you know, with rent controls and rent, you know, going on just sky high through the roof. And, you know, there's like human waste in the streets and people are kind of freaking out about that. And then one, you know, group tries to clean it up and then they get sued saying you can't even clean up the human waste. And, you know, it's just, and people wonder why, you know, we wouldn't want to be there.
Right. No, I agree.
Wow. All right. Well, the global economy is slowing down largely.
It doesn't sound like it's a crown jewel.
Oh, good point. I wonder what would make it a crown jewel. Do you think if people were, they followed the Prince of Peace, they turned to Jesus, they kept the commandments, they were self-governed, and they learned to live together and realize that we're all God's children and they should treat each other and behave as such, then it might make a difference, Brian?
Amen. Absolutely.
That's all I'm talking about. By the way, the global economy is slowing down, largely because of the massive trade war with China. That's according to the 189-member International Monetary Fund. Now, I don't know if you know, but the Washington-based institution is the world's lender of last resort, providing emergency loans when countries face, quote, financial crisis. What do you think of that? They're predicting doom and gloom for the economy too, Brian.
Yeah, I mean, well, the deal is we have so much unlimited currency. I mean, we've just got tremendous amounts. So let's start. You know, we can keep dishing it out. That's no problem, and it doesn't really hurt the elitists. They don't care, right? So who's it? You know, little guy, I guess if we've got to pay it back or that. But, yeah, I mean, keep pouring up. I mean, our government and so on, we help everybody across the world. And I think they're irritated because I think President Trump has mentioned the fact of, okay, we've got to get help from everybody else instead of us paying out 90% of the debt or payments to these countries. How come everybody else can't help as well? So when he pulls back, the left, we can't do that, or want to pull our troops. You can't do that. We've got to keep pouring it out. But who does it hurt? And that's where, you know, the government, let's impeach him because he's not helping us make more money, I guess. Or if Biden's going to get his billions and his son and Hillary's daughter get her billion. I don't know. It seems like it's just reckless. So I don't know.
All right, a little more of my Halloween costume, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to put on my redneck.
One thing to add real quick, Sam. You know, when they tell you that, hey, the world's economy's got problems, isn't the world economy all based on a fiat money systems all over
Not all
the world?
Of it.
Fake money? which ones aren't?
Well, some of them are less than others, Kurt. Like, for example, the Chinese currencies are backed partially by gold and silver.
Wow.
Because they know better, Kurt. Now, I'm not telling you they're in the clear. Your point's well taken that they're all fiat currency,
you got
but some
debt
are better than others.
Like crazy everywhere, you know?
Yeah, but
and
what's wrong with that?
It's a four-letter word, Sam. And, I mean, we ought to eliminate that thing, you know? We just get out
eliminate
of it.
Eliminate the debt? Yeah. I'm just telling you right now, this is too hard for me to take. I'm telling you, I'm going to put on my redneck. I'm going to put on my white face, Kurt. I'm not going to do black face.
Redneck,
I'm going to do
white
face. Darn right. And then I'm going to just go as a redneck, white face grandpa for Halloween, man.
Whoa, you will be very well set up there.
A redneck, white faced old man, buddy.
Yeah.
There you go.
And everybody will hate me if I do that, won't they?
Good point.
Well, right? No. Hey, here's what my thought is. My thought is that if I hang gold and silver and that on my money tree, could I go as a money tree?
Oh, man, you'd be very well.
As long as you don't have gold in your mouth and your hat turned sideways, you'll probably be cool.
Yeah, there you go.
You know what I'm talking about? Now, what I find fascinating, though, if I were to go as a male, redneck, white-faced grandpa, a married male, well, grandpa would suggest, male married, redneck, white-faced grandpa for Halloween.
You're one of the main problems in America.
I think I'm actually blessed in America, man, with posterity and grandpa taking care of his grandkids and just running around doing good all the day long and everything, man.
That's right.
You know. All right, Jerry Brown blames Donald Trump and Republicans for the California fires. The blood is on your soul, sir.
Oh, wow.
What?
Doesn't this remind you of like when you got two little kids and the one you know is the havoc maker and he, you know, comes to you and says, she did that or he did that. Don't you feel like that's what we're really seeing there? I mean, I think that socialist regime's a big problem. And if whether it's about the environment or so many other things, it's a sad thing.
Jerry
California.
Brown, is he putting on poor face, Kurt? Poor old Jerry? Being abused by the Donald and the Republicans?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe, what's he dressed up as for Halloween? Anyway, I don't see how Trump and the Republicans...
Blame himself.
I don't see how Trump and the Republicans can be blamed for the fires over there in California, Kurt. Don't the Democrats control everything down there?
They think they do. God,
Liberty Roundtable Live. It's always somebody else, ain't it? Wait, can I say ain't?
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
The teachers union in Chicago has approved a tentative labor agreement. However, kids are still not back in their classrooms today. That after Chicago's Mayor Lori Lightfoot refused to grant the striking teachers' demands to add school days to make up for 2 weeks of classes canceled by the walkout.
Tonight, I'm gravely disappointed that the CTU has declined to end the strike and ensure children are back in their classrooms tomorrow.
Days after UAW workers go back to work at General Motors, Ford and the UAW have just reached a deal that's apparently going to prevent a strike.
The celebration is on! The Washington Nationals are the world champions!
Charlie Slows is heard on DC's The Fan, the Nationals beating the Astros in Game 7 to win their first ever series. And this is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who've agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
Wildfires are still scorching California north and south. In Northern California, the Kincade Fire is finally about 45% contained. Cal Fire spokesman Tom Porter says it is still just only a wake-up call to just how bad this fire season's probably going to be.
We've had a long and slow season thus far before all of this, and this has been kind of the point at which we've really turned on our season.
The first formal vote on an impeachment investigation in the U.S. House is going to happen shortly on Capitol Hill as the U.S. House Rules Committee did pass a resolution late last night that includes the establishment of procedures for the investigation, including public hearings. Republicans offered up a slew of amendments. Democrats shot most of them down. The Labor Department reporting first-time claims for jobless benefits rose to 218,000 last week, 5,000 more than the previous week. And this is USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. You got some guy in the news. I don't even know this guy. But his name is John Cena. Who's that, Kurt?
Well, he's some famous movie star guy, Sam. I mean, you should know all about this.
Is he one of your
favorites?
They
say he's a...
I got to know if he's black or white so I can decide how I feel about him, Kurt.
Good point. He's a white guy.
Oh, he's okay.
And they call him an actor. They call him an actor and a WWE megastar. I don't
What's
know
WWE?
Exactly what... You know,
is that Worldwide
I
Wrestling?
Know WWF is World Wrestling Federation.
What's
I'm WWE? Not sure what
Do you know what that is, Brian?
Is.
Isn't it? I thought it was wrestling as well.
Is that I'm not sure, but anyway, he's got an upcoming movie called Playing with Fire, and so he, you know, at least the reason we bring this story up, as ladies and gentlemen, he told the Paramount Pictures guys, the people that pay him for the movies, to put $500,000 of his own money to, well, some charities that help firefighters. And I thought it was nice because, I mean, he's not even forcing you or me to participate. He's just doing it on his own. He's doing an act of charity out of with his own money.
Well, that's all right. Good for him.
Yeah.
What is the WWE, Kurt? It's the World Wrestling Entertainment.
Oh, okay.
You know, so it is wrestling. I thought it was. I just wanted to make double sure. See?
Okay.
I'm a little bit afraid of some wrestler dude that might body slam me, though, Kurt, you know?
Good point. You need to be feared. Maybe Michelle could go with you and, you know, hold your hand and make sure you're safe.
No, I don't want Michelle holding my hand. I'm telling you that right now.
That's right. Good point.
Now, it has nothing to do with her being black. It has everything to do with me having a wife, and I think my wife should hold my hand.
She can hold her husband's hand.
Yeah. So, you know, my wife wouldn't want to go, though. She doesn't like all this political crazy stuff, you know.
That's right. Good point.
All right. Well, anyway, this John Cena guy, though, $500,000 to the California Fire First Responders. I think that's pretty cool, Kurt. I got a question for Jerry Brown. Are you ready, Kurt? What if Jerry Brown were to jump on John Messina's idea and put his own $500,000 in there and challenge others to do the same? What do you think of that, Brian?
Jerry Brown.
Make America great again. Let's do that.
I think that's what it would do.
Yeah.
I'd be on board. If I had $500,000, I might even consider it, but I don't have that kind of money. I could put in $5.
I think those on the left they got to pull a negative out of that somehow. I was thinking when you were mentioning you're blaming Trump for the fires, that I'm sure there's some video down there that they could, it's kind of like the, I forgot now, the guy running around in the forest that no one can see, but they see glimpses of him. Bigfoot, is it Bigfoot? There you go.
Yeah, that's right, Bigfoot.
I got a Whitestone Health call just right now. They called and said this is Whitestone Health, and I had to hang up on them because it wasn't Blackstone Health, and I was kind of afraid of the Whitestone people.
Good
and
point.
So I'm afraid.
My point is they probably have Trump on video and kind of like Bigfoot out there standing lighting the fire, probably. You know, and they can. It's probably him, but we can't really tell. But it looks like him. But
it's like the Loch Ness monster, isn't it?
Yeah,
just rising up. That's Halloween-esque.
Video of that, I'm sure.
Good work, Brian. Might be Donald with blackface.
Yeah, yeah.
Just imagine if it was that. We could impeach him over that for sure, couldn't we?
Right, right. They'd probably throw him down there somehow just so they could add to the fire.
All right, back to seriousness. If silver was the new gold, now's a good time to buy, Kurt.
Well, this is a headline that I've wondered if Brian wanted to comment, but I don't know how silver gets to be the new gold, but that's what Myra P. Seifong is saying.
No, I'm going to tell you how, Kurt.
Yeah, what is
there
that?
There used to be a $20 gold piece. Now it's silver costs $20, dude, so that's why.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So do you agree, Brian, or not?
Well, silver's what they call it usually the poor man's gold. So if those that can't afford the, you know, and if it becomes like I tell my clientele, I mean, your bartering power, if you had to go to a bartering type thing, silver is going to be your bartering power. You know, I mean, obviously storage for a lot of my client, you know, that are putting a lot of money into it can't afford to keep pouring silver and store it. So they buy X amount of silver and then they add gold to that just because they can't store as much, silver, they don't have the means to store it, so they buy gold on the other side.
Well, they say gold is the money of kings, silver is the money of gentlemen, Kurt.
That's what happens to me when I fill up like a whole storage unit with silver. Then I feel like, man, I'm spending too much on storage. I'm going to have to go with a smaller operation here and get gold. You know, I mean, that's
right.
Yeah, that's your problem too, right, Sam?
Yeah.
Usually I have that problem, but I don't tell people about my warehouses because then they might come and take it, you know? So I just kind of play hush on that, you know?
That's right.
All right. Anyway, very interesting. I guess there's a new poll out, and they say impeachment/removal of the president, unpopular in battleground states, Kurt.
Well, yeah, Sam. I mean, imagine that. There's these battleground states where I guess that means where the Democrats aren't sure if they could win, the Republicans aren't sure if they could win. And so they found that this, cold impeachment proceedings is not too popular there. So it seems like if you had that kind of data and you're a Democrat, that you wouldn't want to participate in it, at least. That's the way I see it.
Yeah, but it's kind of like the WWE of politics, Kurt. So,
good point.
You know, theater takes the cake, right? It's entertainment, don't you know? All right, Netflix is in the news, and I guess they're facing a big old backlash. It's called Hollywood Backlash over speed options. They're talking about allowing users of Netflix to play content back faster or slower, Brian.
Hmm.
You want to watch a movie super fast?
depends on how my brain works. So if I bounce off the walls, yeah, I got to go fast.
You got to speed that sucker up. What do you think of that, Kurt?
Well, I mean, this is it reminds me of the way they went after our buddies at
Vid Angel
and
yes,
so
sir.
Many others. If you want to alter the, you know, viewing of your movie in any way, there's some in Hollywood that, oh, they're going to be upset with you. I think in the future, maybe they'll just make you have to sit there. You can't go out for the bathroom. You can't get out, go and get more popcorn. You just got to sit there.
And that movie ain't supposed to be paused either. I'm telling you that right now.
Good point.
I mean, these people have gone over the top, but the point is that the folks over at VidAngel should sue over this, too, and just say, you know what, this is out of control.
Right.
Netflix just trying to find new features to bring in new people and stuff like that, and I don't have any problem speeding up through maybe some of the sex scenes. If I can't block them out, I can at least kind of speed past them a little bit or whatever, and, you know, if I want to see something, I might want to slow it down and kind of, you know, watch that instant replay on something or whatever else, and I think that the movie producers should just kind of step out of the way and see what the people want. If people want faster movies, maybe they ought to start making movies instead of 90-minute movies or 120-minute movies. Maybe they ought to make movies like 45 minutes, and people might actually like that in the new dawn of the digital age, Brian.
Yeah, I think the people's time. I think everybody, you know, I don't have enough time. So if I can get through that movie in a half hour instead of that, you know, hour and a half or 45 minutes instead of that 2 hours, that's going to... That'll help. I can maybe go to the movies. I don't know. All the pull on our time, I think.
There you have it. Netflix facing Hollywood backlash. Now, going up against Hollywood's a difficult deal there, Kurt. Even with millions, you can't get it done. They've got a special privilege at the trough of the American Bar Association or something, don't they?
They make
well, they
money.
Seem to be so connected, you know. They got lots of cash to do it. Brian, I was going to ask you while you're with us, have you seen any of these, what do they call them, gold backs?
Yes.
What do you think of them?
The paper kind of gold back. The problem I have with those is they're just, I mean, the premium on that based on what you're paying for is high. Now, obviously, it's fairly inexpensive to buy these little notes. The problem is if you're holding that like you're going to be able to exchange it. I had them come in and pitch me, and they want me to sell it. But if I sell it, it's kind of like I'm selling. It's just kind of a gimmick type thing, like a lot of things that have kind of come and gone, because no way for anybody to test it. And they say, oh, you can't counterfeit that stuff. Okay, right.
What the heck is a gold back, Kurt?
Well, what they are is these little, they've got this new system of a way to put a little bit of gold in between, like, I guess it's in between like some type of plastic, right, Brian? Well, I mean, how do you understand
yeah.
it the best? So you've got, say, 1/1000th of an ounce of gold that's right inside the actual note that you're handing, Sam. So then you've got... you know, this money that you wouldn't say it's backed by gold because the gold's kind of like right in it, right? Right? At least that's what they
yeah,
say.
Yeah, but they say you can use it in your pocket, and we're trying to get businesses to take it and accept it. But the problem is there's no way to really test it. Do we really know that's gold? Is it a gold leaf? Is it painted gold?
And how do we know how much gold? Is there a little more or a little less in that one there? And, you know,
yeah.
As far as I understand, the Constitution provides guidance on this. Stay there, Brian. Stay there, Kurt. Let's clarify for a second, shall we?
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
TalkRight, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. TalkRight makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download TalkRight today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, so the Constitution talks about somebody's supposed to regulate the value thereof there, Kurt. How does that work?
Yep, they say the Constitution says that Congress is supposed to regulate the value thereof when we're talking about honest money. And in this case, Sam, we were talking about what's called the Utah Goldback, and they say this thing started with the passage of the Utah Legal Tender Act in 2011. So it's been 8 years since that happened. Now they've got this, what they say is cutting-edge technology to circulate gold as it has never been circulated before. What they do, I was trying to find the little explanation of it, but bottom line is it's a way that they say that they put some gold right
into. Yeah, they just create a little bit of a gold film, liquefy it somehow, put a little gold film, and then they just put it there. And the problem that Brian points out is, how do you know how much is there, and how do you know it's legitimate, and how do you know it's not a fake, and how do you know, where's the solid confirmation for all of us about its stability and safety and reliability, Brian?
Well, that's it. There's no way to really test it, and for someone to come in, I mean, when and say, or if it hits, you know, people really start rushing. I mean, back in the 80s, you know, we had lines at our door. People were bringing, you know, metals were climbing like mad, and buy, sell. It's going to be awfully hard to know, is there gold in that or not. I'm looking right now at a box of playing cards that a company made, and they're gold. The whole thing is, all the playing cards are gold-colored. Well, there's no gold in it all, but boy, it sure looks nice, bright, gold-colored, shiny, looks like it's gold. I mean, that's the problem that I believe they're having. Now, they're nice-looking notes and so on, but are they just little collector pieces that you can carry around or whatever? I don't know if it's going to have that value based on buy-and-sell tradability.
Well, as long as we let gold and silver go up and down and the fiat fake currency go up and down, you'll never know its proper relationship, and people won't be comfortable to use it because they won't know where they stand, is the real problem that I see.
Yeah, mm-hmm.
Good point. Kurt? They say on their first run, if you will, the first production run, they made 128,000 plus of them, of these one gold-backed denominations.
Who's that?
They say are worth this... I don't think it was done by the United Precious Metals Association. It's this other group that they work. Quintric, is that it?
So some company.
Yeah.
It's a company that's producing them, right.
And they say that each one of these is worth $2.6, about.
Well, if gold's $1,500 an ounce, and this is a thousandth of an ounce, then they're worth about $1.50. Maybe I'm confused. This is Brian's point about the spread, right, Brian?
Yeah, it's a really high spread, but, you know, it's fairly inexpensive when you're buying a couple bucks here, two or three bucks here. So people like that effect, but your premium is drastically high. You know, and I'm thinking if you're gonna buy those, put them in and hope that market takes off and they don't regulate it, they're not, you know, I don't trust some of these outfits, even these vaults that say, hey, store your stuff here. I've watched two or three of those go under and take people's inventory. So, but the fact is Yeah, you buy a silver eagle, buy a silver dollar, something.
But you know what, though? If you want to do equivalent dollars, what about a silver dime?
Yes.
Aren't they about similar dollar-wise?
Right. That's exactly right. That's what I'm saying. Something real tangible that we know and has proven what it is and has bartering power. That these new note type systems, and if it becomes, if this kind of really kind of takes off on kind of a fad type thing, the government could possibly come and say, you can't create notes, you can't put denomination on your notes, doesn't matter what gold you have in your note. I mean, there was a guy that printed gold and silver coins and put denomination on those, and they came in and confiscated $5 million worth of his products, saying you cannot do this legally. So I don't
remember that guy. What was it? NORAD or
Bernard or something like that.
Yeah.
I have to try to find it, but you know.
It was during the Ron Paul era and all that kind of
stuff.
Yeah,
that's right.
They call this goldback the first local voluntary currency to be made of a spendable, beautiful physical gold. But like you say, Brian, you know, the counterfeiters, that means the guys at the Federal Reserve, don't really want competition, I don't think. Do you?
Right. That's exactly right. You hit it.
Well, there you have it. I personally would be very hesitant about that money. I'm more scared of that money than I am the blacks, by the way. Just saying. You know what I mean? Now, I guess there's a university professor. And her name is Susan Crockford. I think is how you say her name, Kurt. You want to tell us about her? She's like an adjunct professor is what they call
story. It. What's the headline?
Well, this university dumps this professor, Susan Crawford. I guess she says that polar bears, they're actually thriving.
Well,
they're doing great.
Yeah.
And she refuted the major claim of the global warming activists. She says they're full of baloney, man. These polar bears are doing phenomenal, and her research proves it. And rather than dealing with it and having an open debate and free speech and free association and a fair discussion about the evidence and everything else, they just simply kicked her right out, buddy. And so now she's complaining about her free speech rights, Kurt.
Yeah, I guess her research showed polar bear populations are stable and even thriving, contrary to the claims of climate activists that their numbers are plummeting due to shrinking Arctic ice, or sea ice, they call it. She earned a PhD in biology and anthropology in 2004, described her expulsion as an academic hanging without a trial conducted behind closed doors. Wow, Sam, I mean...
Well, an academic hanging is a little better than Donald's getting. He's just getting a lynching. No academics about it. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
I mean, I just look at these kind of things and I say they're just suppressing everything that's honorable or that's fair or that opens up discussions or trying to get to the bottom of a story or the truth. They just shut it all down with our tax dollars, Brian.
That's right. So it becomes a threat. They look at it as a threat. So, we got to stamp that threat out. And before it, you know, gains popularity and whatever it takes, we're gonna, throw them under the bus.
Is Susan white, Kurt?
I don't know.
We got to find that out. I bet if it was a black lady that was telling you this, they'd probably let her speak.
Good point.
And if they don't let her speak, then she's got to add like lesbian to it or whatever, or transgender or something like that. And they just keep adding those favoritism statuses, and pretty soon she'll be in the good, wouldn't she, Kurt?
That's true. Yeah. If she was a transgender, I mean, she'd probably be well listened to. But, you know, the problem is she's saying the wrong things for the insider crowd, Sam. And the media doesn't want to hear that.
All right. We better let Brian fly. He's got a lot to do today. Brian, are the 2020 Silver Eagles out yet?
Next year.
Oh, we don't get them until the start of the year? They don't release them early like those cars?
No.
Oh, man. Do they come out right after Christmas, or do you have to wait a bit to get them in, or how does it work?
Yeah, they're in January. We get our orders in, and so we get them there in January. We wait for them to issue them. But, yeah, they don't put them out before then. Now, there are a few countries that do put their stuff out in 2019. So,
do the 19s lose value when the 20s come out?
Do the what? The 19s?
Yeah.
No, they maintain their value, same amount of silver.
Wait a minute. How does that happen?
Yeah,
Imagine.
Isn't that an interesting phenomenon of all the different things? They tell you silver and gold, not even important, just kind of junk metal or whatever. When it comes to fake money, they want to just tell you that. And then, hey, everything that I know, when it gets yesteryear or last year's, loses value, except you're telling me the previous year's silver eagle, silver dollars, coins minted by the United States Treasury, they don't decrease in value? Is that what you're telling me? Wow, that's interesting.
Good.
See how stupid I am?
That dollar stays the same. They're all dollars. Boy, it's convenient. You know?
Yeah, except those fake ones move around a lot.
Fiat dollars, they don't kind of tend to do that. I don't know.
All right. Thanks, Brian.
Yeah, you bet. Guys are great.
Keep up the good work.
There he goes, doing a phenomenal job as always, Kurt. I just find that interesting, though. They don't even lose value, man. I don't understand how that is, you know.
RussCoinandGift.com, you look at what can you give to people that they're going to enjoy much more than, some nice, beautiful silver coins or gold coins. Even like you mentioned, the dimes, Sam, those mercury dimes, I just think they look so cool. And, they're old, but, a lot of vintage things are pretty valuable, And those are pretty valuable.
I just thought those dimes would make sense. They're really teeny. They're portable. They're easy to carry around. There's no debating on what their value is or if they're the proper amount of silver or gold or whatever is in it. I just thought it was phenomenal. Last story before the end of the hour, Kurt. Twitter says that it's banishing political ads. Jack Dorsey busted out and threw that down. So Facebook's going to double down and let any ad on the planet run. Twitter's going to go ahead and shut down all political ads by the big boys. And so they've kind of got a different approach. It almost seems like they're doing polar opposites for a big case study in what's going to happen. Some are complaining that this will unfairly treat Donald Trump. They'll probably get rid of the ban after 2020, after they've done their best to banish the Donald. Time will tell what's going to happen. I just find it very interesting that Facebook and Twitter doing the exact opposite with regards to these ads and stuff like that. What do you think, Kurt? Any commentary on that one?
Well, imagine Twitter avoiding some ad dollars. I just don't see that they're going to really do that. But they probably just have to redefine what a political ad is. You know what I mean, Sam?
Well, they'll probably banish political ads so that you and I couldn't run an ad or whatever. But they'll probably just take big money behind the scenes as like a philanthropy support or an angel investor. Or you're right. They'll have some other way to skin that cat for sure. You think they're going to leave money on the table? How stupid do you think we think they are, right?
They don't usually do that, from what I've seen.
Well, people coming to Christ need God's word, Kurt. I've got to end on
good
that.
Point.
What do you think? Is that crazy to think that?
Amen. Even Kanye West agrees to that,
Yes, sir.
Right?
Hey, maybe me and Kanye could go debate Michelle.
Good point, Sam.
Just think about that. Kanye and Sam, Michelle and the debater of her choosing.
Yeah.
Right? Because I wouldn't be afraid to travel with Kanye. Him and I could just, roll in and we'd share an Uber, Kurt.
Good point.
What do you think about that, man? I just think that could be phenomenal. Sam and Kanye. And who would Michelle pick, Kurt? She could pick Hillary or whoever she wants. If we're going to be fair and have even numbers, I got me and a black guy, so it'd have to be her and some other, Well, man, maybe the problem... Maybe she could have Kim. No, Kim won't work. Kim likes Kanye. What? Hey, what are we going to do about this? Michelle would be outnumbered. Maybe Michelle would be afraid if she was outnumbered by me and Kanye, Kurt. She better bring Barack along. Don't you think? He's a good debater, isn't he? After all, they treated him like kid glove with kid gloves the whole debate season long when it was his turn to run. So, there you go. All right, 2 hours in the can. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips. Thanks for being alongside of the ride. You know what, folks? We don't mean to mock these serious subjects, but sometimes you got to have a little bit of levity or you just want to cry about the state of affairs in our country. We've got to stand together. We've got to follow the Prince of Peace. And it is within our power. Make no mistake. It is within our power to move the needle towards liberty and a God, family, and country. And that's what we aim to do on this radio program. If you want to help us, LibertyRoundtable.com. Donate today. We declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States. of America.